Good morning, and thank you, Olga, and thank you, Nicholas, and to the team at Capital Link for inviting me here today. It's always a pleasure to be back here, back in New York, and back at Capital Link. So, I'm not going to bore you, Richard, with hundreds of slides, but I think the subject at the moment is really relevant given the increased volatility in the markets and the anticipation of increased volatility in the next few days. Firstly, though, this year for the Baltic is a huge one. Perhaps you're aware, perhaps you're not, that it's actually 40 years since we started publishing benchmark information, indices, route assessments. And from a single product launched in 1985, the BFI as it was then and the BDI as it is now, which was comprised of 12 quite random dry cargo routes. Today we publish more than 230 indices spanning all major market segments. So this is just a quick sort of history before we sort of get into the weeds of indexation. So our coverage, again, perhaps you weren't aware, now covers six major market sectors: dry, tanker, gas, that's LPG and LNG, containers and air freight. And in February, we launched our latest initiative, which were nine indices to reflect the chemical and agri-oils markets. And all these indices are the result of the independent panelists that we work with. So we work with 44 global independent panelists who submit to us on a daily basis. And these companies are expert in their fields. So the past 40 years have seen quite a remarkable evolution in terms of the products we offer. And yet there's still a significant portion of the market that doesn't fully, perhaps fully understand how to make the best use of these tools. Everyone knows this product, this chart, the BDI. But what does it really represent? It's known globally as the bellwether. I think that's how most people regard it, the bellwether of the health of the shipping market. And it's used by brokers, owners, financial institutions, investors, and the press to understand more about what's happening in the markets and what is coming. And it's comprised of 21 underlying indices covering the Capesize, Panamax, and Supramax markets. And, just look at that volatility over the last, particularly since 2005. But I thought it'd be useful today to focus on one segment of the dry market to demonstrate what data is available and how it could be used in your business, if you're not already doing so, of course. And so from the top down, this is the Panamax. The BPI, every day the Baltic publishes the Baltic Panamax Index, which is comprised of nine underlying routes. And five of these time charter routes are used to produce the daily Panamax 5 time charter average, the 5TC average. And that's generally regarded as marking the average daily earnings of a ship of this kind, based on an 82,500 deadweight Panamax ship. Each route is assigned a weighting so that it properly represents the global balance of trade in the Panamax market and covers cargoes such as grains, minerals, ores, and other dry bulk products. And the Panamax time charter average, the P5TC, as you can see here, is used by the market for benchmarking, index linking in charter parties, and is one of the most heavily traded FFA products. Last year, saw over 1 million lots traded in Panamax. That's 1 million days of time charter in Panamax. And as I mentioned, the P5TC is a weighted average of those five underlying time charter routes, covering both Pacific and Atlantic basins. And it's here, what we've done here is we've plotted it against the Panamax 5-year period rates. So depending on the type of transaction you're looking at or looking for, and your idea of your fleet's optimization, you might be happy with a relatively stable period time charter over a short or longer period. Or you might prefer the risk-reward profile of the spot market. Depends what works for you. Either way, our indices give you that ability and that insight into the market, allowing you to look at that risk-reward portfolio. Sorry, slightly different chart here. We've got the, hopefully you can see this, the time charter average, again, the P5TC average against operating costs. We produce a quarterly OPEX index, which is gaining increasing traction in the market, I have to say. And so you can see spot charters for the last 5 years seem to have been always above OPEX, and sometimes smashingly so. But don't forget about CapEx. It's not an easy task to get the market right, as everybody knows. And also notice when investors pile into the market, particularly in the FFA market, trying to pick bottoms and sell tops. And what have we got here? Well, what we've got here is a look at other indices that we produce. So we've got our new building assessments, a relatively new product we launched last year. 5-year-old S&P values, 10-year-old S&P values. And looking at those, it just adds another dimension to how you want to extract the most value from the market, when perhaps you want to lock in, whether you want to continue playing spot, whether you want to build a profile around that 10-year price, for example, if you're intending to exit the market in that sector. So I think the point here is, just with these few slides, which hopefully aren't too confusing, the Baltic provides a myriad ways for measuring performance, for benchmarking, identifying opportunities in all sectors. We're just concentrating on Panamax here. And helping the market interpret what can be hard to find or sometimes easily obscured data. And then we can look at the forward curve. What we've got here in the red is the physical spot assessment, the P5TC average. The olive line represents the forward months, and we quote months out 6 months, so current month plus five. Bright green line at the end of that is the quarters. We quote four quarters in the forward markets. And beyond that, the white, which is the calendars. Panamax forward curves are available up to 7 years out. So those who sold prompt P4TC made out quite well, actually, if you look at those forward months, but also especially in the quarters. So there are trading opportunities there. The far out calendars are relatively static, which is to be expected. Obviously, more volatility moves into them as they move closer. So our role, hopefully demonstrating here, is to provide clarity, visibility, and liquidity to the market. And there are many ways to say what the market is.
and hopefully by looking at some of these assessments, it gives you more tools in your toolbox to make those decisions going forward, whether it be looking at the spot prices, forward rates, OPEX, sell and purchase, etc. What we recently added is daily bunker prices as well. We were quoting monthly for 4 ports. We're now quoting daily for 7 ports. And we've added 3 new ports recently. So a new product, and that's available to all members of the Baltic. You don't have to buy any of our data to get hold of that. So I'll just very quickly flick through these, but I know we're running out of time. So just to reassure you, we're not making a market. We're not predicting the market. I mean, some people do see the forward assessments, assessments as a prediction, but that's not our role here. We're not conjuring assessments from thin air. We know we work with independent panelists that have no skin in the game, they have no capital invested in the market. It's in their no benefit to them whether the market goes up or down. They're producing an independent view of the market. We audit our panelists daily, monthly, quarterly, and we ourselves are audited annually. We are regulated by the FCA and in Europe under EU benchmark regulation. And the publication process is detailed, methodology is published. Have a look online. We publish our guide to market benchmarks. Everything is listed there to give you more comfort, hopefully, in the validity and robustness of the indices. More importantly, if you've got a complaint or a question, we want to hear. So do talk to us. You can talk to me, my colleague Paul Mazzarilli, who you, some of you know, I'm sure. So get in contact and give us some feedback. Thank you very much. Thank you.